Merci d'être là, de vous être battu.
There's certainly something historic about Emmanuel Macron winning France's presidential election. Just 1 year ago, the independent candidate had no party and was relatively unknown to the French public. But his resounding victory against far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, 66% to 34%, hides a more complex story. The abstention rate of the second round was at 25%, the highest since 1969 for a presidential election. According to various polls, many of the abstentionists were left-wingers who voted Jean-Luc Mélenchon in the first round and were bitterly hostile to Macron's free market economic program. Guillermo, a 28-year-old PhD student, is one of them. He's taking a break from his thesis on the patio of the French National Library when he explains why he decided to abstain.
I think that the abstention is a right for the electors. Voting, it's not a duty. So yeah, I decided it because it was part of the things that I could do. There were no candidates that were able to convince me.
So you voted for Mélenchon for the first round,
yes.
And for the second round, even the risk that Marine Le Pen could be elected president was not enough for you.
I didn't believe in that risk. I didn't believe that there was a risk. So yeah, for me, I was really very pissed off of the campaign of like electoral blackmail by the people that was supporting En Marche.
Guillermo is far from being the only one who decided to abstain out of political conviction. Antoine Bueno is an essayist who published a pamphlet before the election in favor of abstention. The writer of No Vote also works for the centrist group of the French Senate. We meet in a café just across the Luxembourg Palace, where the upper house of parliament sits. He says there's a political dimension to abstention.
It sounds paradoxical. Abstentionism already proved to be reformist. How come? My answer is very simple. You've had, over the last decades, many reforms here in France or all over the world to modernize, quote-unquote, modernize our institutional system, our representative system. Those reforms are very different and they have been laid out for many reasons. But the common point they have together is that they are aimed to make electors to come back to the elections. That is to say that abstentionism is a barometer which leads to reforms. That's for today and for the past. And in the future, if you have a small group, if they organize themselves to bargain with the politicians to have this reform or that reform, for example, the acknowledgement of the blank vote, it would really change the faces of our democracies.
One of the keys to understanding abstention is to understand who abstains from voting. Jean-Yves Dormagen is a professor of political science at Montpellier University, as well as a specialist of abstention. He explains which category of the French population failed to show up to the polls in the second round.
Elle a une dimension sans doute plus politique que lors d'autres scrutins.
Abstention was more political than in other elections. But it must be said that most who abstained during the first and second round did because of their sociological background. The bulk of abstention is sociological. Since 2007, it has become clear that certain districts are gradually not voting anymore. There is a high abstention among young voters, especially young people from a working-class background. There is also a lot of abstention among members of working class and unemployed people.
The 2017 second round of the presidential election broke another record, the number of blank votes, or vote blanc in French. The French electoral system makes a distinction between blank votes and spoiled votes. In the first case, a voter uses a blank piece of paper to vote, while in the second, he or she spoils their ballot. While France does not recognize blank or spoiled votes or include them in the total number of valid votes, it does count them. According to official figures, almost 9% of the ballots cast were blank, while the number of spoiled votes was almost at 3%, another record for a presidential election. Nicolas, a 27-year-old working for a French public company, voted blank. Taking a break from work at a Parisian café, he explains his choice.
Ayant voté au premier tour et souhaitant continuer à participer aux jeux démocratiques, je trouvais ça.
I had voted in the first round and I wanted to continue to participate in democracy. So I found it important to do this fully.
Un vote contre Marine Le Pen.
I voted blank because I define myself as anti-fascist and anti-capitalist.
Et lutter contre l'un sans lutter contre l'autre n'avait pas tellement de sens.
Some people in France want blank votes to be taken into account in election results. They argue that people who go to the polling booth but only make a blank or spoiled vote should be listed in the results as protest voters. Antoine Bueno says he reached out to Macron in the hopes that he would make a pledge to recognize protest votes.
To be fully honest with you, I tried to negotiate the acknowledgement of the blank vote with Emmanuel Macron. I wrote him and his team. Many activists, abstentionists, would vote for him if he would acknowledge the blank vote. He hardly answered me. So the situation is not ready for it to change. But I'm sure that tomorrow, if you have 1 million people signing a petition saying we are abstentionists, outed, I would say, but we are ready to vote again. If you do this, it could really have a great influence.
Bueno, just like Jean-Luc Mélenchon, our socialist candidate Benoît Hamon, argues that if a threshold of 50% of blank votes is reached during an election, if half the people who shop at the polling station produce only protest votes, then the election should be cancelled. But not everybody agrees. Nicolas thinks there's no need for such a rule.
Je suis pas convaincu que ce soit pour répondre point par point.
I'm not convinced. I don't think that recognizing blank votes is a good answer to abstention. If there were 50% of blank votes, we would cancel the election.
Would
we really have time to come up with new ideas? No, we would just be changing the faces, but not the message.
It's
a very broad political choice right now. It would be inconsistent to criticize the enormous number of political parties that exist and at the same time want to recognize the blank vote as if there was an ideology that we couldn't try.
Comme s'il y avait une voie qu'on n'aurait pas encore expérimentée.
Whatever the causes of this year's high abstention, some believe that France needs to change its political system. Bueno argues that a more proportional system would help people feel more connected to their elected representatives.
We can change this. And I have a very simple proposition. Why don't we try the assembly regime? It is a very well-known political solution which works very well, for example, in Switzerland. And for the second problem, you can settle it by enforcing the unique mandate. You are elected only for one mandate. For example, the French president of the French Republic would make only one mandate, one round, and would devote himself to enforcing reforms instead of thinking of being re-elected. It would change everything, and it's very simple.
Another solution, explains Jean-Yves Dormagen, would be to make voting mandatory, just like in Australia or Belgium.
One way of fighting abstention would be to make registration on the electoral roll compulsory. We forget that 11% of the French are not registered. And then we could make voting mandatory. It would be a brutal way of removing voting inequalities.
It's unlikely that this will happen anytime soon. New President Emmanuel Macron is against recognizing the blank vote and has only pledged to slightly alter the way French people elect their MPs. If he carries out his plans, around 20% of French MPs would be elected on the basis of the share of the vote each political party got. Fabien Genèque-Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.